following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jonathan Ferguson, and this is my final Refuge Daily. I've been a part of Refuge now for 20 years. My girlfriend at the time, now my wife, Adrian, and I first walked into Refuge back in January of 2001 over on McFadden. We're able to be a part of the transition to our current location, became the junior high pastor in 2005, 4 years there. Then went overseas for 7.5 years in Nairobi, Kenya, came back, and we've been here again for almost 4 years again. Now, you know, in different roles, junior high, missions, discipleship. But it's starting next week, I'll be transitioning into a new position with a group called Through the Word. It's something that I've been a part of for years as well. And it's a Bible app devoted to getting people into the Word of God. And for them to understand the Word and make it clear and easy. And we're at a point now where we're reaching out to about 140,000 people a day. So it's a great ministry to be a part of. Check it out, throughtheword.org. But I wanted to just share this as one of my final things. It's a verse that has been a part of my life and really been a part of our ministry for quite some time. And it's found in Isaiah 43. So starting in verse 16, it says this. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Now, the passage is speaking of Jesus, honestly. It's a prophetic passage speaking of the time where Jesus would come and would redeem the people out of their sins and bring Israel and the church together in this thing that Paul later calls a mystery, right? This union between them. And I look at this and think, okay, well, how does this apply? You see, the Lord has given this verse to multiple people, not just myself, at key times in ministry. At key times where we were praying if there would be a change in ministry. This was a verse that was given first to the high school pastor here at the time when he was thinking about, should I ask Jonathan to come on and join in and start teaching regularly? And somebody wrote out a verse and said, this verse is for you. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I think God's calling you to do something new. And gave it to him, and he didn't share that with me at first. He just invited me to come in. And then later, when I was asked to take on that role as the junior high pastor the first time, I'm praying and asking the Lord, Lord, do you want me to keep doing the same thing that I've been doing? Do you want me to go through school? Do you want me to do that thing? Or is there something new that you have for me? Somebody else came and said, here, I feel like this is the verse that God wants you to read. And I remember sharing that with Chris, the high school pastor at the time. I mean, like, I think God wants to do it. Look, this is the verse that was given to me. And he reaches into his drawer and he pulls out the card that he had been holding for over a year that said, you mean this verse that God has already given to me about you doing this? And it was the same verse. And our call to Kenya and everything. And to the point where even last night, I'm reading a book on Revelation. And this verse is brought up again as I'm contemplating and looking and seeing what's coming up in the future. The Lord will often call us to do that, to look to the future, to look forward to what's happening, and to not dwell on the past. Whether that's the mistakes in our lives or whether that's sometimes even those good times, those times where we look back and go, oh, those were the good old days. God may be calling you, especially in this season of upheaval that we are still in. Who thought that this time, by this time we would still be involved in all this, right? But maybe God is calling you to step forward and to step out and to do something new that he has already begun. And that's the great thing about this. This wasn't something that the people of Israel or the Isaiah's first readers would have had to look at and go, yeah, we better do something new. I better figure this out and pick myself up by the bootstraps, which, by the way, is impossible. Have you ever tried that, to pick yourself up by your... Never mind. That's beside the point. But the thing is, it says that it has already begun. God says, don't dwell in the past. I am doing a new thing. See, it is now springing up. It's already begun, that God is the one making this journey. God is the one directing our paths. So be focused on that and be ready for God to move you in a powerful way. Instead of dwelling necessarily on the past in the highs of ministry or life, or being worried about your past, being caught up with the sins or struggles you faced, God is able to do a great and brand new thing. All right, guys. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you around. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life